Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I reached out to, you know, all 130 athletic directors last week, and in which 112 responded, and asked them, you know, how optimistic they were that we would have a season this year. And, you know, there's about a fifth of them, you know, and this was last week. So obviously a lot of things change, you know, daily now or hourly. You know, there's a fifth of them that said that there was a really big concern and fear that we would not have a full 12-game college football season. And some of the responses I got was, you know, look, we'll go out of business. This could get ugly. One AD was very direct and said, look, we will be blanked if we don't have a season. And so because of that, you know, a lot of them are talking about different options. If the season's supposed to start at the end of August, if it doesn't start at the end of August, what are some of the options? And they mentioned different possibilities for me that I'll be reporting more in depth on Thursday at watchstadium.com. And that's moving the season to a 2-semester sport, which they've never done before. If you can't start the season till October, November, then you finish the season in February. Some ADs have said, well, we could just play conference games only, which, you know, that would be okay for most of the Power Five schools. However, the Group of Five schools and also the FCS schools who get those big paydays when they go play those one game road games at those powerhouse Power Five schools, you know, would not have the revenue of that game, which that would be devastating. Some ADs have suggested actually playing in the spring. I think that's, again, a possibility because, believe me, I hope I'm dead wrong on this. I just can't see when we get to August that all of a sudden that it's okay for these universities, you know, at Georgia, Georgia Tech, Florida, anywhere in the country to allow 40, 50,000 students from all over the world to be able to return on campus. And I really think in the fall that we will have online courses only for all these universities. So if we don't have student bodies on campus, how are we going to have student athletes on campus? And if that happens, then maybe the season gets moved back to the spring. I would have laughed at that a couple weeks ago, but you know, until we figure this thing out and life returns to normal, I mean, that could be a reality. The Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl are the semifinals this year. We could have the national title games in Miami. Those games could be played around Memorial Day, but it's that important. It's that imperative that we get the season in because that's how vital the football revenue is to all of these universities. And look, it's not an ideal situation, but they're willing to look at a lot of things that we would have laughed and mocked at just a few weeks ago to get the season in. The most frustrating thing, and Kirby said it perfectly on your lead-in, no one knows when the all clear sign is. So you can't say we're definitely going to play on this date. We're definitely going to practice by this date. And that's what's so frustrating for all these athletic directors, commissioners, and I'm sure especially coaches.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.